Jefferson Jones, Jay Wyman as Elizabeth Lane, and Leon Belasco as Felix.
Have you seen Smart Housekeeping magazine this month? Such a wonderful article by Elizabeth Lane.
That's the only way to raise a kid, I tell you. Out in the country or on a little farm like the type that Elizabeth Lane writes about.
To have a horse and cow like Elizabeth Lane? Ah, oh, doesn't she make that farm sound heavenly?
Gosh, those recipes by Elizabeth Lane. Boy, that's the kind of woman I'd like to know.
That's the kind of woman I'd like to marry.
Now, suppose you're Elizabeth Lane, and suppose your writing was all a fraud. Recipes? You didn't even know how to boil water, and all the rest was fiction, too. You had no farm, no husband, no baby. You and your editor had just made them up. Well, now perhaps you know how I felt the day before Christmas when my editor dropped that bomb in my lap.
Suppose you know about Yardley.
He's our publisher, your boss and mine. He's the one who signs our checks. Anything else I want to know?
Well, he happens to be a stickler for the truth. If he finds out what we've been dreaming of all that junk you write, he'll fire us both.
Well, why should he find out?
Listen, some nurse at the Sailor's Hospital wrote to Yardley and asked him to have a wounded sailor out at your farm at Christmas.
Well, I think that's very nice. My farm? I haven't got a farm. I haven't even got a window box.
You're telling me.
Oh, Doug, what do we do? This is awful.
You're conservative. It's even worse.
Worse?
Yes, Yardley likes the idea so much, he figured he'd go along too.
Well, I did what I always do when I'm in trouble. I went to Felix's for lunch. Felix is Hungarian and cooks like an angel, and I steered the whole magazine crowd to his cafe. So naturally, he treated me like teacher's pet. And as usual, he was at the door to meet me.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, darling. It's so good to see you.
Hello, Felix.
He's waiting for you inside. Your friend, you know, it's the one I don't like so much.
John Sloan? I didn't know he was going to be in town today.
You have a nice lunch, and I think I have a new recipe for you to write about. Yes?
Well, don't bother, Felix. I may not need it.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
No, just a catastrophe.
Catastrophe? Is that good?
It's horrible.
Well, you better feel go and eat now. Go in this. This guy fix you something very special.
I wish I could feel badly about Elizabeth. Not that I don't sympathize, but, well, this morning, on my way in from the farm, I was thinking that you and I...
Ah, here we are, Lisa. I selected one myself.
Thank you, Felix.
First course, a nice marinated herring and some cream.
You know, Elizabeth, sometimes these things happen for the best.
Baloney.
After all, there's a job waiting for you if you want it. The job of being Mrs. John Sloan.
Horse radish.
I know you're not sure. I know, but I'm willing to chance that I'm certain you'll care for me in time.
What?
Now look here, Felix.
Walnuts, excellent. Go bring the rest.
Here, Felix, isn't he amusing?
Elizabeth, you haven't answered them.
Oh, I'm not sure, John.
I am. You'll need someone to look after you, and you'll love the farm. I know from the way you write about it. What do you say?
Well, my career has gone, and I guess I'll have to get married sometime, so...
Oh, Elizabeth, darling.
Excuse me. Isn't this necking a little public?
Hello, Doug. I just told John I'd marry him.
We'll live on my farm. Isn't it wonderful, Doug?
Well, there's Two Ways Farm. Well, that's right. You've got a farm in Litchfield, Connecticut.
Now, Doug, if you've got any ideas...
But, Liz, it means my job. And it's a cinch, too. If you're married to him, Yardley can go. He can send his sailor too. You'll have a husband, a farm.
And what about a baby?
Well, I think I can help you there, Elizabeth.
John!
After all, I am an engineer. You know that when I planned the house, I thought of everything, including a nursery. And as it happens, there's a baby too.
John, don't tell me. Prefabricated.
No. It belongs to a neighbor who's doing war work. She leaves the infant with my housekeeper.
Say, the husband, the farm, the baby, why, it's perfect.
Not by a long shot. I still can't cook.
Well, maybe you can't, but Felix can.
Felix?
Don't you see, Liz? You just take him along.
Oh, there was no stopping Doug when he went into high gear. The next thing I knew, it was Christmas morning, and I was up at the farm, standing in the living room before a local judge.
Now, this is the sort of thing I like. A simple wedding, lovely and dignified, and short enough to get me home for Christmas dinner.
Just so we're quiet and don't wake the baby.
Oh, well, we'll do the best. Baby!
You'll have to hurry, Judge. We haven't much time, apparently.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered in the...
Please, Philip! Already comes company!
Bells on the sleigh from the borough. Must have brought someone.
John, it's the sailor. He's here already, 2 hours early.
2 hours early?
Well, I'll go. You take the judge in the other room. Well, just a minute.
Jones.
Hello, I'm Jefferson Jones from the Sailors Hospital.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mr. Jones. Won't you come in?
Thanks. Your mother invited me. Elizabeth Lane?
Well, I'm Elizabeth Lane. It's my pen name. But in real life, I'm Mrs. Slump.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sort of expected. I mean, I'm...
Alicia, why don't you ask you to put down that package here?
Oh, of course. So stupid of me. Mr. Jones, this is my Uncle Felix.
How do you do?
Alicia, this one I like. You see a big present?
It's a sort of rocking chair.
Well, what do you know? Rocking chair, isn't that lovely?
Wonderful, Lisa. Just what you need.
Here, I'll take the paper off. I read in your column where you couldn't find one. I hope you like it.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Well, wait, let me try it.
If you'll excuse me, ma'am, you're doing it wrong.
Wrong?
Yes, ma'am. My old man was an expert with the rocker. Solved all his problems that way. But he said you had to know how to rock.
Don't you just rock?
Well, no. If you'd like me to show you.
Why not? Let him sit down.
Thanks. Well, suppose you have a problem. Then you rock like this, sort of slow and calm. And then you get to thinking slow and calm. Get it? Or you're on a ship on the ocean sea. That's the ocean rock.
Uncle Felix, isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful!
Then there's the horseback rock, where you can't sit still and you're feeling jittery, where you have to be doing something. Then there's the lazy rock, where you want something across the room, and you're too lazy to get up and get it, see?
Well, really, I never knew there was so much to a rocking chair, Mr. Jones.
Mister, what is that, then?
Well, the baby, of course.
Baby so quick?
He must have awakened early. Well, it's after 11 o'clock. I guess we both know what that means, ma'am.
Do we?
Sure, I read your schedule in the magazine. 11 o'clock, time for a bath.
Oh, yes, a bath.
Say, Mrs. Lane, do you mind if I watch?
Watch?
Sure, those little fellows are awfully cute in the tub. Say, it's not good to let him cry too hard either.
Oh, well, yes, that's right. Come along, I think we better get him up.
This I like. These two together, like a very much.
Felix, where's Elizabeth?
Well, she goes to watch the baby and Mr. Jones. I mean, he goes too.
Well, I must say, this is very irregular. What am I going to tell the judge?
I take care of the judge. I make a nice martini, maybe two martinis.
Why? Why, he sure has a pretty good pair of lungs.
Yes, from my husband's side of the family.
Doesn't look like you at all. I guess he looks like your husband, huh?
Oh, no, more like Mr. Sloan's aunt.
I can just about guess. Well, he'll stop crying when he's in my bath. Come on, we better get started.
Well, maybe I shouldn't bathe him today. It's rather cold.
But you always bathe him every day. Isn't that what you wrote in the magazine?
Is it? I mean, it is, of course.
Let me fill the bathinet for you. You see, he likes it. Gosh, you don't know what this means to me, Mrs. Snow. I watch an expert like you give the baby a bath.
Oh, yes. Well, we might as well put him in.
With his diapers on?
Oh, no, of course not. I meant to take them off.
Wait a minute. I'll test the water. Yep, just right.
My, you seem to know a lot about bathing babies, Mr.
Oh, I used to bathe the neighbor's kids.
You did?
Helped me work my way through night school.
Well, how would you like to bathe this baby?
You mean you'd let me?
Of course. Huh. It's a relief to have someone else do it for a change. You know how it is, bathing him every day, week after week, just sort of monotonous.
Say, this is going to be fun. Come on, stick her up, come. You see that? He likes his Uncle Jeff.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He couldn't help it.
All right, here we go now. Off with your shirt. That's it. Now the rest. Say, Mrs. Sloan, you never told me his name.
His name? Oh, we call him Robert.
Oh, that's nice. And now we're ready for a robber?
Oh, short for Roberta.
Oh. I guess you were hoping for a boy, huh?
I certainly was.
Come on now, princess. In you go. Atta girl.
You know, the way you handle her, Mr. Jones, really, you'd make a wonderful father. You're not married, of course, by any chance.
No, I guess the cards are stacked against me. Every time I meet a girl I like, it turns out she's already married.
Oh,
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I just said, oh.
Elizabeth.
Yes, John. Oh, Mr. Jones, that's my husband. Would you mind finishing up?
It's a pleasure. Go right ahead.
Thanks. You don't know what this means to me.
Elizabeth, what were you doing in there?
Just bathing the baby.
At a time like this.
Well, I thought she should look her best for the wedding.
There isn't going to be any wedding.
There isn't?
Not this morning, at any rate.
Oh, what about the judge?
Mr. Felix took care of him all right. His Honor the Judge just staggered home.
Will follow in a moment. And now, a word from Lady Esther.
I am going to make a statement now which will probably shock every woman who is listening. Some of America's outstanding skin specialists have told me this, and here it is. Rubbing the skin of your face can make it look older faster than it should. And here is the reason why, they tell me, and I agree. Because the skin of your face is fragile, the most delicate skin of your entire body. Rubbing can stretch and break down the delicate underskin structure. It can even make a firm skin flabby and older looking than your age. But with Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, there's no need for harmful rubbing. This famous cream is so soft, you just smooth it on gently, then wipe it off. That's all. It dissolves as it touches your skin, needing no help from your fingers. That's why you'll love the feel and the look of your skin, even after one application of Lady Esther face cream. Without rubbing, Lady Esther full face cream cleans your skin, softens your skin, and helps nature refine the pores. And it also leaves a perfect face on which your powder clings longer and looks lovely. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream asks no help from any other cream. You see, Lady Esther face cream contains one of the most satisfying and beautifying ingredients known to modern science. This acts as an extra safeguard to help keep your skin soft, smooth, and young-looking. If you will try it, I am very sure you will want to use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream only.
And now Lady Esther presents the second act of Christmas in Connecticut, starring Jane Wyman, Ronald Reagan, and Leon Belasco.
Well, the judge was gone, and the wedding was put off. But it's funny, I couldn't make myself feel sorry. I guess Mr. Jones is to blame for that. He was tall and attractive, sort of like that movie actor Ronald Reagan. The way he looked at me, I couldn't help but wonder. But I shook myself and told myself not to be a fool, and when I settled down again, I forced myself to listen to John.
What worries me, Elizabeth, Mr. Yardley might arrive at any moment. And you know what that would mean, of course.
One more for breakfast?
Elizabeth, he's your boss, your publisher. If he found out you've made all those things up you wrote, that you aren't even married?
I know, and I don't care for myself, but it's Doug Beecham. I wouldn't want him to lose his job. What do we do, John?
Well, I talked to Judge Carruthers on the phone. He's willing to come back tonight.
Tonight?
When all the others are asleep. Even if Mr. Yardley has already arrived, we can be married, and he'll never know the difference.
Maybe he won't. All right, John, if you think so.
Aliska, you will never guess.
Guess what, Felix?
Just now I'm on West Street. And somebody asked me, who I am, I said, I am your uncle.
My dear chap, why get so excited?
Excited? Who's excited?
Felix, please, what's it all about?
Listen, when I find out you are the famous Elizabeth Lane, and you come to live here in Litchfield, there's a several hint over here. But I said you must come be their guest tonight.
But where? At what?
At the Christmas party, very formal. at the Bantam Firehouse.
The Bantam Firehouse?
Yeah, they said you could come along too.
Of all the unadulterated meddling fools.
Now, Felix, you didn't say we'd be there.
What can I say? They are your neighbors.
Suppose that Mr. Yardley arrives.
They need a party too.
Oh, but John, let the housekeeper go for Christmas. Who will stay with the baby until the mother comes?
Don't worry, I find somebody to stay.
Who?
Who? Who can I find this place like me? Me.
Hospital tomorrow night, but I'll never forget how nice you've been to me.
I'm glad. Let's walk.
In those shoes?
Yeah, that's right. I guess they are sort of inadequate. Hey, wait,
I've got a better idea. What about this sleigh?
Oh, we couldn't.
Why not? It's just parked here. We'll imagine we're riding.
I know, it might be fun.
Up you go now. There we are.
Gee, this is wonderful. Fur robes and everything. Where will we go?
For a magic ride to the land of every man.
And every woman.
Hey, that horse is moving. He wasn't tied up.
That's right, he wasn't. You want to get out?
Not me. You want to get out?
Not me. You know, speaking of marriage.
Were we?
Well, I guess just talking out loud, I've kind of got marriage on my mind these days.
Me too.
Really? Any special girl?
Well, I'd say she's extra special.
She lives in New York?
Not exactly. You might say the country.
On a farm?
Well, yes.
Jefferson Jones, are you flirting with me?
We better go back. Look, Mrs. Sloan, your husband might not like this.
Oh, he wouldn't know. He left.
Left?
He had to see Judge Carruthers. A little personal matter.
Oh.
And moments like these don't come very often. I mean, everything's so calm and still. The whole world is asleep. Well, all I want to say is let it sleep.
Me too. I say let it sleep.
Magazine feature in America. So this is a place I've read so much about. This is her farm, eh?
It's the place you read so much about.
Yes. Tell me, what about the baby?
What should I tell you? Don't you know about babies?
My good man, this is not an ordinary baby. This is Elizabeth Lane's baby, the smart housekeeping baby. Tell me, could I see the little shaver? Just a quick look. I promise I won't disturb him a bit.
All right, he's in his room. You can see from here.
He's just like... He's gone! He's not there!
Not there?
You idiot! He's been kidnapped while you were snoring.
But I...
Why, any thief could have entered this house. I came here myself. Don't stand there, you fool. Where's the telephone? Now, Mr. Sloan, let me get this straight. You left the party to take care of a little business matter. When you returned, your wife was gone.
Yes, Mr. Yardley. One of the Litchfielders said she'd ridden off in a sleigh up Route 202 with Mr. Jones.
The sailor? The man to whom we all opened our hands, our hearts, our home?
His home?
His home? Quiet, you. Mr. Sloan, have you any idea who might have kidnapped your baby?
Well, no, I wouldn't know who.
And where could your wife have been all this time?
I wouldn't know that either. I mean...
Wait, here she comes now!
Felix, why are all the lights on? Oh, Mr. Yardley.
Yes, Mrs. Sloan, I must say it's time you returned your gallivanting.
I wasn't gallivanting.
No, she just took me for a sleigh ride.
You, sir, I'll deal with you later. Mrs. Sloan, do you realize your baby has been kidnapped?
Kidnapped?
Taken from its warm little bed, taken from this home.
Oh, that really, there's no need to get excited.
Of all the heartless, callous statements.
Now, please, Mr. Yardley, you'll have a stroke.
You dare to stand there and talk that way about the smart housekeeping baby? Do you realize what it has done for my circulation?
No, but I know what it's done for mine.
Listen, please.
Don't please me, John. I've had enough of being told what to do. I'll do the talking for a while. Mr. Yardley, you may as well know the truth. John Sloan and I were never married.
What?
Well, we really meant to, sir.
We just never got around to it.
You mean the smart housekeeping baby is...
No, that's not what I've been trying to tell you. There isn't any baby. Anyway, not mine. No baby, no husband, no farm, no nothing. I made it all up.
You made it all up? Well, I'm in a laughing stock in the country, of the world, of the universe. Young lady, you're fired.
Well, okay, but you owe me 2 weeks' pay. And the baby's mother took the baby home. And now, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to my room. I don't wish to talk anymore.
Hey, wait a minute.
To anyone.
Oh, yeah? You mean to anyone but me. Come on, we're going to have a little conference alone. So that's the whole story, eh? On the level?
On the level.
And you're really not married?
I'm as free as a bird.
That's what you think. Come here.
Liska, darling!
Oh, Felix, go away.
But this is very important, Liska, from Mr. Yardley.
Oh, all right, come in.
Liska, Mr. Yardley asked me I should come and talk to you.
About what?
Well, not just comes now a telegram from another magazine, American Housekeeping. They asked me to take a job, double your salary.
They did?
Yeah. But when Mr. Yardley finds this out, he begged you to stay with him, also triple your salary.
How did he find it out?
But he happened to see me open the telegram.
You mean you opened Liska's telegram?
Not only I opened it, I sent it.
Face Cream bidding you a good night. Join us for the singing of our final song of the evening. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish